Welcome to the Deep Dive, your shortcut to being, well, informed, maybe a little more adventurous. Today, we're diving headfirst into something really spirited, the captivating world of tropical day drinking. We've got a pretty comprehensive stack of sources here, basically a guide to the top tropical drink spots across some truly iconic locations, think Miami, Vegas, all those places, our mission, to really pull out those essential nuggets of knowledge, maybe some surprising facts, and arm you with the ultimate insights. We want you to know where to find not just the best drinks, but the whole experience. Because it's not just about what's in the glass, right? It's the atmosphere, the history, that unique pulse of each place.
Exactly. And that's where we, you know, hope to add real value for you. We're going beyond just listing popular spots. We're going to dig into why these specific locations, these venues, have earned their reputation for tropical day drinking. And you'll see it offers this really diverse palette of experiences, everything from, say, buzzing beach clubs to these really serene, almost secret hidden gems. It's about understanding the soul of these places, mm-hmm. I think.
I love that phrase, the soul of these places. Okay, so let's unpack this. Where should we start? Maybe Miami Beach. It just screams vibrant energy, that sun-drenched atmosphere.
Perfect starting point.
Right. And South Beach specifically, it's just an absolute must experience. Picture it. You step onto those streets and the air just hums. Electric energy, colorful lights, happy crowds. It's perfect for day drinking. You've got iconic places like Mango's Tropical Cafe, the Clevelander. The mixologists there are like artists. They're crafting these amazing, refreshing mojitos, you know, with fresh mint, perfectly balanced lime. Or piña colada is so creamy, it's like a vacation in a glass.
Sounds good. All right.
And what really makes it special, the presentation. These drinks often come adorned with fresh fruit and these fun, whimsical glasses, all set against that stunning Art Deco backdrop. It's pure Miami experience, bottled.
It really is. It's that blend, isn't it? Art, history, pure enjoyment. That defines South Beach. But what's fascinating and what our sources really highlight is that Miami Beach isn't only South Beach. For people looking for something a bit more serene, there are some incredible healing cocktail gems. Places like La La Land or The Broken Shaker. They're like these quintessential escapes. Relaxed settings, lush greenery, really unique decor.
Oh, interesting. So quieter spots.
Yeah, exactly. And The Broken Shaker, especially, gets a lot of praise for its craft cocktails, mainly because they champion locally sourced ingredients. Sometimes they even forage from their own herb garden, apparently.
Wow, real?
Yeah. So we're talking really inventive drinks, like a coconut-infused rum cocktail where they toast the coconut flakes in-house, or guava mojito where the guava is just bursting with freshness. These are the spots, you know, where you connect with that local Miami pulse. You might even discover your next favorite recipe.
Sounds like a secret garden for cocktail lovers. Okay, and for that ultimate relaxation vibe, beachfront bars, toes in the sand, Miami must have those too.
Oh, absolutely. Miami Beach delivers there. Think places like Nikki Beach or maybe the 11th Street Diner. Picture it. Sipping a perfectly chilled daiquiri, maybe a vibrant rum punch, warm sand under your feet, the sound of the waves.
The perfect soundtrack.
Totally. And these drinks pair so well with light tropical bites, zesty ceviche, maybe some crisp shrimp tacos. The whole vibe is just wonderfully casual. You could easily spend an entire afternoon just lingering. Plus, a lot of these places have live music, special events. And as day turns into evening, the whole atmosphere just shifts. Gets a little buzzier. Makes it hard to leave before sunset.
I can almost feel the sun.
Okay. Yeah.
Let's shift gears slightly. Let's head south from Miami's energy to the timeless charm of Key West. You mentioned its history, that island spirit.
Yes, Key West. It's truly steeped in history and that unique, laid-back island vibe. And when you think Key West, you almost immediately think Duval Street, right?
Absolutely. The main drag.
It's the pulsing heart of the island, this vibrant street just bustling with this eclectic mix of bars and pubs. You really can't miss iconic spots like Sloppy Joe's. It's famous, of course, for its signature Sloppy Joe cocktail, but also its history. Oh. Hemingway used to hang out there.
Right, the Hemingway connection.
Exactly. And then there's Captain Tony's, which is equally soaked in local lore. But Duval Street isn't just about the drinks, you know, it's a whole sensory experience. Bright colors everywhere, live bands playing, the smell of delicious food wafting through the air.
Sounds like a nonstop party. And you mentioned waterfront bars earlier, especially for sunset. That sounds magical.
Oh, the Key West sunset.
Mm-hmm.
It's legendary for a reason. And experiencing it at places like the Sunset Pier or the Conch Public Seafood Company is just, well, special. You get fantastic drinks, naturally think frozen margaritas, potent rum runners, but you also get this front row seat to nature's big show. watching the sun dip below the horizon, painting the sky. It's breathtaking.
It sounds almost spiritual.
It feels that way sometimes. And then you have the sunset celebrations in Mallory Square. It's legendary. It's not just watching the sunset. It's a whole spectacle. Huge crowds gather. Street performers, musicians, artists. It's buzzing. You can grab a great view from places like the Rooftop Cafe or Louie's Backyard. Louie's Backyard is famous for its dark and stormy and really good mojitos. These spots offer stunning views, often live music too. Just a really festive atmosphere.
I can practically feel the sea breeze. Now, you hinted earlier about Key West history being woven into its bar scene. How does that show up beyond just, you know, an old building?
That's a great point. It's more than just age. Places like the Green Parrot or the Bull and Whistle. They tell the island's story through their very atmosphere, the people they attract. The Green Parrot, for instance, it's loved for its super laid-back vibe, but also its decor. Every dollar bill tacked to the ceiling, every old photo, it's a piece of Key West history right there.
Like a living museum.
Kind of. And these historic bars often craft signature cocktails that pay direct tribute to the island's heritage. Take the Hemingway Daiquiri. It's that tart, refreshing twist on the classic, supposedly just how Hemingway liked it, reflects his time there. So it's more than just a drink. It's like sipping history. And here's a little tip for you. Chat with the bartenders or the regulars at these spots. They often have incredible stories. It really deepens your appreciation for the island's unique culture. It's like a history lesson, but with a cocktail.
What a fantastic way to learn. Okay, that's a perfect transition. Let's shift our gaze now from the Keys all the way over to California. How have tropical influences shaped day drinking on the West Coast? Let's start maybe in San Diego.
Good shift. San Diego has really embraced tiki culture.
Right, tiki seems big there.
Very. Venues like Falls Idol and Tonga Hut are real standouts. They're celebrated not just for their meticulously crafted cocktails, classic Mai Tais, potent zombies, that sort of thing,
right,
but for the whole immersive environment. It's a full sensory experience. Bamboo everywhere. Intricate tiki carvings, lush plants, dim atmospheric lighting.
So it's like stepping into another world.
Exactly. It feels transportive. Perfect for sipping those often shareable cocktails served in those amazing eye-catching tiki mugs. And many of these places really commit to the theme. They'll have regular theme nights, maybe live music. It's a real dive into that specific culture.
Impressive dedication. What about further up the coast, say Los Angeles? Do they have a similar vibe?
Similar dedication, maybe a slightly different flavor. In LA, you find these great luau lounges offering a taste of Hawaii, often with Polynesian-inspired decor. Tiki Tea is a classic, legendary spot. Then there's the Tiki Bar. They serve up these wonderfully refreshing cocktails, lots of rum, fresh fruit juices, exotic flavors, often using house-made syrups. And the spaces themselves, really inviting, adorned with tiki masks, Hawaiian motifs. What's really fun is they often feature live entertainment, maybe hula performances or island music. It creates a really delightful setting.
I love that combination of performance and drinks. Okay, and then there's Santa Monica. That always strikes me as a unique mix, beautiful beaches, but also a kind of sophisticated bar scene.
Absolutely. Santa Monica offers a distinct kind of coastal elegance. Places like the Bungalow or Shore Bar are just ideal. Picture sipping a perfectly balanced Mai Tai, maybe a tropical sangria, while watching the sun melt into the Pacific.
That sounds pretty unbeatable.
It's hard to beat. It's a beachfront vibe that's somehow both really relaxed and kind of exhilarating at the same time. You sink into cozy seating, feel that cool ocean breeze, watch the stylish locals and happy beachgoers. And as the sun sets, the ambiance shifts subtly. Gets a bit more lively, maybe some music starts up. It's that perfect blend of unwinding and vibrant energy with amazing drinks and an even better view.
Pure bliss. Okay, let's swing back across the country. We talked Key West, but let's broaden our view of the Florida Keys. Our sources suggest there are fantastic day drinking spots beyond the main tourist hubs, too.
Oh, absolutely. The Keys are full of gems. Let's talk Isla Mirada first. It's known as the fishing capital of the world.
Right, fishing. But good bars, too.
Definitely. Don't let the fishing title fool you. Places like Mirada Bay Beach Cafe or the Islander Water Sports are perfect examples. They offer these really stunning waterfront views, super relaxed beachside settings, perfect for just chilling out. And their cocktails are distinctive, often made with fresh local ingredients. Think about a key lime mojito that just tastes like the Keys, or a really refreshing rum punch.
Hmm, key lime mojito.
Exactly. And the best part? You can pair these drinks perfectly with local food. fresh fish tacos, maybe some crispy conch fritters. It becomes a whole culinary experience.
Joe, it's a food and drink destination, too. What about further down the chain, Marathon?
Marathon has a different vibe again. Mm-hmm. Lots of great marina bars. You get these lovely views of boats bobbing gently on the water.
Mm-hmm.
Places like the Islander Resort, different from the one in Isla Mirada and Dockside Tropical Cafe. They have this really laid-back atmosphere. Signature drinks that capture that Keys essence, maybe a classic margarita, perfectly tart, or really fruity, refreshing daiquiri. And often there's live music, too. Adds a really festive touch to the whole marina scene.
Sounds incredibly peaceful. Okay, and Key Largo, closer back towards the mainland.
Key Largo offers stunning coastal bars, places like the Fish House or La Marinera. Here, you're often getting breathtaking ocean views while you sip. Imagine a perfectly blended piña colada, warm sun, that endless blue horizon. These spots are known for a lively atmosphere, but also really creative cocktail menus, again, often using local ingredients. Many have great outdoor seating, good happy hour deals, just easy places to unwind and enjoy the view.
Okay, one more key spot. What about something a little more, say, off the beaten path?
For that, Big Pine Key is great. It has this wonderfully laid-back, authentic feel, and some charming tiki lounges. Take No Name Pub. It's legendary. Famous for its quirky decor, dollar bills plastered everywhere, local memorabilia covering every surface.
I think I've heard of that place.
Probably. And they do creative cocktails, like a key lime pie martini, captures the keys in a glass. Then there's the Tiki Bar at the Big Pine Key Fishing Lodge. These places offer a really relaxed ambiance, often paired with delicious, unpretentious food. It's that authentic island spirit, really unforgettable.
A key lime pie martini, I love it. Okay, let's journey now to a city that's a whole different kind of vibrant. New Orleans. History, culture, great drinks. It all blends together there, doesn't it?
It really does, in a way that's unique to New Orleans.
So the French Quarter, obviously iconic. Tiki bars there.
Oh, yes. The French Quarter is home to some great tiki escapes. The Tiki Hut's a fun spot, classic tiki theme, good rum punch, good métis. But then there's Latitude 29. This place is really special. It's run by Jeff Beachbum Berry, who's like the tiki historian and mixologist.
Oh, the Beach Bum Berry guy.
Yeah, that's the one. So Latitude 29 has this incredibly extensive menu. It's a real homage to the golden age of tiki. Both spots have a lively atmosphere, often live music. And they give you this unique window into New Orleans' cultural mix.
Fascinating. But the French Quarter can be intense. What about somewhere calmer? The Garden District, maybe.
Good call. For a more serene vibe, the Garden District has some lovely tiki-influenced spots. There's the Rum House Vibrant Decor. They have a signature tiki rumba cocktail. Nice outdoor seating, too. And for something really upscale, the Sazerac Bar in the historic Roosevelt Hotel. It's elegant, classic cocktails, but sometimes with a subtle tropical twist. These places blend delicious drinks with that Garden District charm, the history, the lush gardens. It's a different pace.
Sounds like a wonderful contrast. And what about drinking with the view of the Mississippi, the riverfront? The
riverfront offers a really unique backdrop. Bars like the River Shack have this great laid-back feel. You can sip a daiquiri, watch the big boats go by. Then there's Barcadia, which is maybe a bit livelier. Outdoor seating, games. Mm. It combines that river energy with fun. It's a fantastic way to soak in the scenery, the city's pulse, and enjoy a good drink all at once.
Okay, and for those explorers among us, any hidden gems in, say, the Marigny?
Ah, the Marigny, yes. For unique escapes, that eclectic neighborhood is perfect. Our sources point to places like the Spotted Cat Music Club. It's famous for live jazz and blues, of course.
Right, legendary music spot.
Exactly. But they also serve up some creative tropical concoctions in that really intimate setting. And the Apple Barrel nearby also offers a laid-back vibe with a good variety of tropical drinks. These places give you that authentic New Orleans experience. The music is just as important as the drink itself.
Incredible. Okay, moving from historic New Orleans to, well, let's challenge perceptions. Las Vegas. Not the first place you think of for tropical drinks, maybe.
Maybe not, but believe it or not, it's actually a surprisingly fantastic destination for tropical day drinking.
Okay, convince me. Where do we start? The Strip.
Let's start there. You find some seriously luxurious sips right on the Strip. Think about the Venetian's Tao. It's got that Asian-inspired vibe, visually stunning drinks like their coconut mojito, all in this high-energy, sophisticated space. Or the poolside bars at Wynn. They feel like genuine oases in the desert. Plush cabanas, incredibly refreshing cocktails.
High-end stuff.
Very high-end. It's an upscale experience that naturally transitions seamlessly into Vegas nightlife as the sun goes down.
Right. But is there more to Vegas Tropical than just fancy hotel bars?
Oh, absolutely. This is where it gets really interesting. Vegas has some amazing hidden gems off the strip and some really fun themed tiki bars. Local favorites like the Golden Tiki are just, wow, super vibrant, colorful interiors, a huge range of inventive tropical drinks. Then there's Frankie's Tiki Room. It's got this authentic retro tiki vibe, dark, intimate, incredible decor, and an extensive menu using fresh ingredients. Really top-notch drinks.
Okay, so proper tiki bars, not just hotel lounges.
Exactly. And there are others too, like the tiki bar at the LINQ, which is bright and colorful, or the Polynesian Paradise, known for its big menu and sometimes even entertainment, like hula dancers. These places are genuine escapes, memorable, immersive experiences that make you forget you're in the middle of the desert.
Sounds like a whole different side of Vegas. And I mean, we have to talk Vegas pools, right? Day drinking and pools seem to go hand in hand there.
You can't talk Vegas day drinking without the pools and beach clubs. They are legendary. Think Wet Republic. It's pure electric party atmosphere. Big name DJs, signature drinks like their watermelon margarita, served in these luxurious cabanas.
The full Vegas pool party experience?
Totally. Encore Beach Club offers maybe a slightly more upscale version.
Yeah.
Beautifully designed, impeccable service. Then there's Dre's Beach Club. Rooftop views of the strip, their signature tropical breeze cocktail. Huge party vibe. And Marquee Day Club also blends that luxury and excitement. Places to dance, socialize, just soak it all in. These spots really nail that combination. Luxurious surroundings, perfectly chilled cocktails, and this incredibly festive atmosphere. It's the ultimate Vegas day drinking scene.
Okay, I'm ready to book a cabana. Let's bring our deep dive back east now, maybe to the Carolinas. More charming, laid-back coastal vibes.
Good transition. The coastal Carolinas offer a lovely contrast.
Let's start with the Outer Banks in North Carolina. Sounds like an oasis.
It really is. Stunning beaches, relaxed vibe, great for tropical drinks. The Jolly Roger is a famous spot there. Big tropical drink menu. They have a Duck Island cooler, apparently, plus classic pina coladas. Casual atmosphere, outdoor seating. For something maybe a bit more upscale, the Dunes Restaurant. Beautifully crafted cocktails, often using local ingredients, pairs perfectly with their seafood. It's all about enjoying that natural beauty with a drink.
Sounds lovely. How about Charleston, South Carolina? That southern charm must mix well with tropical drinks.
It absolutely does. Charleston blends history and tropical flair beautifully. The Cocktail Club is a standout. Really innovative menus, super fresh ingredients, often featuring local spirits. You'll find great classic daiquiris next to creative rum punches. The bartenders really know their stuff too. And for views, the rooftop at the Vendue. Stunning panoramas of the Charleston skyline and the waterfront. A gorgeous backdrop for a drink.
Elegance meets tropical fun. Okay, one more Carolina spot. Wilmington, North Carolina, waterfront wonders.
Wilmington's waterfront bars are fantastic, right on the Cape Fear River. The Riverwalk has great outdoor seating. You can grab a tropical breeze or a rum punch, enjoy the lively setting. The Pilot House offers a more upscale dining experience, but with a fantastic cocktail menu too. Refreshing margaritas, fruity daiquiris. These spots really make the most of that beautiful riverside setting while you sip something delicious.
It sounds like every location has its own unique flavor, literally and figuratively.
Exactly. And as we sort of wrap up this journey, you can really see those common threads, can't you? You see those classic tropical drinks popping up everywhere. The pina coladas, the Mai Tais, the mojitos, the daiquiris. They're staples. But what makes them special are those local twists. A key lime mojito in the Keys, a coconut mojito in Vegas.
Yeah.
Those little regional touches.
Right. The local flavor.
And the atmospheres. Yeah. So varied. From those high-energy party scenes to quiet hidden spots to places just soaked in history.
Yeah.
It really underscores that there's a tropical day drinking experience out there for basically every mood, every preference.
Absolutely. And it highlights that, you know, the best time for this is usually those warm, sunny afternoons when you can really soak it all in. Food-wise, our sources consistently point to light appetizers, things that complement the drinks. Ceviche, shrimp tacos, fresh seafood. Makes sense.
Keeps it light and refreshing.
Exactly. And it's worth remembering there are options for everyone. Lots of these places are family-friendly, offering fantastic mocktails or non-alcoholic fruity drinks so everyone can enjoy the tropical vibe. What an incredible journey this has been. This deep dive really shows that tropical day drinking is way more than just having a beverage, isn't it? Yeah. It's like an immersion into local culture, local history, a specific kind of laid-back joy that feels different everywhere you go.
It truly is. And with so many distinct vibes, so many unique concoctions we've touched on, kind of leaves you with a question, doesn't it? Something for you, our listener, to maybe mull over. Thinking about all these options, the historical spots, the adventurous Vegas finds, the luxurious escapes, the hidden gems, what kind of tropical day drinking experience truly speaks to your soul? What unique flavor or maybe what historical note would you want to seek out first on your next getaway?
That's a great question to ponder. Well, thank you for joining us on this deep dive today. We really hope you're now armed with the insights you need to make your next tropical day drinking adventure absolutely unforgettable. Cheers to that.